Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carey reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Seaburn scores. Herzog moves to third. Throneberry moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Herzog scores. Throneberry moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Green fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Carey goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to first and picks off Boone. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger bunts towards the mound. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willy Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 10-5, Athletics. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Boone scores. Green moves to second. It's 10-7, Athletics. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Ed Sadowski. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT throws to Hamlin, and they have Green in a rundown. The throw to Carey, who applies the tag, and Green is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Rip Rapolsky now playing left field. Russ Nixon now catching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 11-7, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tasby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.